Hi, and welcome. So today, I thought I would let you know some tips and tricks that help me sleep. This is something that might not be for everyone, but I thought it would be beneficial for you to hear what helped me, and hopefully could help some of you. So, my top thing is writing down what happened in the day, if I have many thoughts. As if my thoughts are very painful and in that way harmful to my mental health, I recommend that you write it down and then find a place that's safe for you to light it on fire. Yes, for me, that place is my fireplace, and it's very, very satisfying to, well, just watch it burn. I see it as a kind of metaphorical representation of my thoughts being cleansed in a way. But that's not for everyone. If you are either unable to find a safe place to light it, or it makes you very uncomfortable, you can also just rip it in as many pieces as you want, and then just throw it in the trash. Or if you don't want that option either, you could put it in the freezer. Essentially, putting your thoughts on ice. This has helped me out a lot, because I have in the past spent many, many nights being almost bombarded by my feelings and thoughts that I need to write everything down, and usually tears just start streaming down my face. And in the end, the act of like just burning them, seeing my thoughts turn to ash, is just very, very satisfying. And we have meditating. I can't say that it has been that effective for me, but I know that it has helped a lot of other people. Some use techniques to empty their minds, or there is something called mindful meditation. That's kind of the process of being fully present with your thoughts, as in being aware of where we are, what we're doing, and not being overly reactive to what's going on around us. There are many, many different types of meditation, so it could be beneficial to at least try some of it. Something I've used a lot, like earlier, is I use the "your body feels heavy" kind of technique. And it's kind of talking yourself through relaxing your whole body. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I can try to explain it because, well, you say to yourself stuff like, my body is becoming very heavy. My right leg is slowly becoming heavier and heavier. I am not able to lift my right leg because of the weight. And now my left leg is slowly becoming heavier and heavier until it too weighs too much for me to lift. And with this kind of just slowly going over each body part, and in the end it's the eyelids are getting heavy, I'm no longer able to open my eyes, and well, I hope you get the idea behind it. And it's also like something I have tried to do is not to watch or use any kind of electronics for at least an hour until bedtime. Sometimes I read a book or I listen to music. And I don't recommend drinking alcohol or caffeine. And if you do drink tea like me, you have to make sure that it doesn't include some form of caffeine, since a lot of them actually do. But there are, if you don't want to look at every single one, you could just have like some sleep time teas that are on the market, because they don't have any type of caffeine in them. You should also try to drink a glass of water before you sleep, just so you are well hydrated, and have it a bit cooler in your bedroom. And some other people, they have white noise machines, or like I do sometimes, is I have a type of ambient sound to help mask any disruptive noises outside. And there are many amazing free apps for that. So, yeah. And also try to make sure you find like a position in bed that you enjoy sleeping in. I know I'm saying many, many basic things, but it's actually really important. And the bedding you use, you have to kind of enjoy that too. And same goes with the thickness of the blanket you're using and the pillow. Just being comfortable is very, very important. Personally, I enjoy a high pillow, and when it comes to the bed, that is a bit firm. If a bed isn't a little bit firm, I kind of have trouble finding a good position to sleep in. So if you have the money for it, buy yourself like a good mattress and just like all that goes with it. And well, ASMR. I have to include ASMR. It's a really good alternative to listen to when you're going to fall asleep. But remember to have some good headphones that you don't mind falling asleep in. And they're different types of places you can find ASMR. like on YouTube. But if you watch it there, you may get a little startled if an ad pops up. Or if you have the premium, then you're lucky because you don't hear it. Or you could follow an ASMR artist on Patreon. They usually have a small fee each month, and you can listen to their audios with the screen turned off, which is nice. And we also have something called Sleep Frequency. It's a free site with a lot of amazing artists, so there are there are different options out there. And another thing is try to spend some time outside in the sun. It actually helps your brain, like, reset for sleep time when that's supposed to be. So it's actually very beneficial to sleep. It doesn't solve everything, but it's worth a try. Oh, and yoga. Yoga is something that I personally haven't tried, but a friend of mine said that that really helped her out. Just stretching her body and getting rid of tension makes it a lot easier to get comfortable. And yeah, I haven't tried it myself, but at least now you know. I will recommend it even though I haven't tried it. But she really vouched for it, and I believe my friend. So yeah. This are at least some of my little tips and tricks, if you want to call them that. And I hope that it will help you out. And if you want to hear more, comment down below. So, but with that, I guess I'll just say good night, and I hope you sleep tight, and lots of love from me, ASMR Kiara.